plan, protect, and preserve so you can have peace of mind. That's the motto of Steve Davis of Davis Wealth Management, your host of Your Healthy Retirement. On this podcast, we'll strive to teach you about comprehensive financial lifestyle planning, the importance of minimizing taxes, the keys to leaving a legacy, building an income plan, and properly managing your wealth now and well into the future. Joining Steve Davis are the hosts of Good Morning New Hampshire on 107.7 The Pulse, Peter St. James, and Pat Kelly.
I know a guy who got into real estate and wanted to. There was a little old lady who owned the land, and he approached her and said, "Do you want to sell the land?" She went, "Yeah, you know, well, not worth much, but yeah, you want it?" The guy was going to buy it, and his wife just pounded him mercilessly. I said, "What are you, stupid? What, you know, no, you're not wasting the money. It's where the Newington Mall is now."
That's a funny story because I know a gentleman over in Maine whose parents owned the land that the Maine Mall was built
on. There you go.
That whole area over there, they owned all that land.
No, and he's telling his wife, "No, you know, you got the airport, you know, the National Guard, Pease was there, blah, blah, this will be perfect. Oh, you're an idiot. You're not spending our money, blah, 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 blah." Bada boom. Yeah, I know. Talk about hindsight.
Yeah, wow. Land's becoming a limited resource.
And you could do the same thing about your retirement. Looking back, going, "What if I had just done this at 35?
You know? Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
But isn't it smart to just go from where you are now and move forward?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because that's really all you can do.
It's never too late. If you don't have something in place, start to put it in place. And when you start to think about that, you know, what you're trying to save for, obviously, it's the end game retirement.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. The important stuff.
Yeah, okay, so if you're starting late, like 55, 60, you're getting started late.
That's late.
I understand.
So hopefully you have some other things in place that are going to help you in that retirement.
Yeah, Powerball. But if I start late, is there an advantage to taking a Roth over traditional IRA? I mean, if I'm starting late, is one of those better than the other?
There's no right or wrong answer. Really, it's all predicated upon what your tax situation is. Okay. We look at it that way. We think there's a combination.
So starting late and age doesn't factor into whether you go Roth or traditional?
The difference, first of all, understand the difference between the two, right?
One is taxable, one's pre-tax.
Correct.
Right.
So anything you put into a traditional IRA.
When I take it out, it's taxable income.
It's all taxable income.
Right.
Okay. The Roth, you pay the tax up front.
Now. Right. So then when I take it out, I don't have to pay taxes on it.
Correct. Never pay taxes
again.
Okay,
good.
They've created, you know, there's obviously, if you're putting money into traditional IRAs or Roth IRAs, they have limits, especially because most people who are working are also contributing to 401ks.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you understand what the limits are and how they will affect the money going on top of your 401k, if you're also putting into a traditional IRA, you know, you can still put money in there, go in as post-tax dollars, okay? There's some things you can do.
Okay.
The Roth,
yep.
There is income issues that you have to be aware of, where if, as a single tax filer, if you make, your gross income is less than $122,000 a year.
Okay.
You can actually contribute to a Roth IRA.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Married couple, if you're filing jointly, adjusted gross income must be below $193,000 combined.
Okay.
That's in 2019. These numbers usually bump up.
Okay.
That being said, that gives you, if you're below those places from an income standpoint, you have the ability to contribute to either a traditional IRA or Roth IRA or both. I don't want to say there's any right or wrong answer. My answer is always, listen, sit with your accountant if you're not sure on the Roth side. The traditional side, you know what it's going to do. Uh-huh. And if you're doing your own taxes, just run a run on your tax statement and see, if I make a contribution to this, does this change my tax bracket? Is it advantageous to do that? Does it reduce all the rest of my taxable income?
Mm-hmm.
Could.
Got it.
And okay. That makes that a plus, yeah.
It makes that a plus. Now, the Roth, if you're looking and saying, okay, I'm trying to plan for retirement, and what's one of the potential pitfalls for retirement? Obviously, it's taxes.
It's because paying taxes,
we don't know what the future tax brackets
right,
will be.
Right.
I mean, you know, if we had that crystal ball.
Yeah.
You know. So you know, a combination of both is a good idea. And you want to weigh the pros and the cons on both. Now, if you exceed those thresholds on the income side, what you can do is you can actually go and use Roth conversions, which is different than contributions on the Roth side.
Okay. Yep.
So you can actually take existing money that you already have in IRAs and convert them over into Roth, pay the taxes now, and never pay taxes again.
Got it.
So it's all about understanding what the tax implication is. And this is really where it becomes critical. We always tell people, you know, you really need to sit down with a CPA if you're going to do some of these complicated moves and understand what the tax implication is, because even if you're doing a Roth conversion, it comes over as income, correct?
Right.
And let's say you're doing it pre-retirement. Now, let's say you're going to retire at 66 and you do this conversion at 64. What it does is it pushes your income up higher. What you have to look at is, okay, that just pushed my income up higher for that year.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to file for Medicare, okay, the Medicare Part B that they take out of
Social Security. My income, and it's going to see a spike, and it's going to charge me more.
Correct.
Ding, ding, ding.
So you want to make sure you understand some of the implications. I'm not saying there's right or wrong answers, yes or no.
Right.
You want to sit down with, you know, a group of people. You know, we have an accounting firm that's on retainer, so we're constantly throwing questions at them.
Sure.
Because they're our CPA firm that, you know, who.
Well.
And they know that stuff better, which is why you're making this recommendation.
Correct. Yeah. You want to make sure you weigh out all the options if you're doing conversions.
And again, with Roth, you can't touch it for 5 years.
5 years.
If you start today, you cannot withdraw any Roth money for 5 years.
So you got to consider that. Yeah.
So you got to keep that wheel going.
You want to keep the wheel going.
Right.
Okay. So just so everybody knows, because we are coming up on the end of the year, before you know it, it's going to be Christmas. People are going to be panicking. Well, I haven't contributed to my...
No, it's in Durham, it's Frost Fest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
But just some people start to panic, and they go, well, I haven't made any contributions to my traditional IRA.
Right.
And, you know, it's coming up on the end of the year, and it's like, you know, you have until April 15th of next year to do your filing for this year.
Right.
So you can make some educated decisions on, okay, you start to get in some of your...
So you don't have panic on December 31st.
You don't panic.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But what you want to make sure you're doing, though, is at work making your contributions right up until, or if you're not making any contributions, jump in now.
Right.
Because that will reduce your taxable income
and maybe
for the end of the year.
Maybe you do your taxes on February 18th.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. You've got till February 18th to...
If you're going to contribute to a traditional IRA, but not the 401k plans. Those have to be done prior to December 31st for the tax deduction.
True.
Okay. So you want to make sure you have all these things as part of your plan going forward, knowing what the tax implications will be on the different accounts when you reach retirement, what the potential tax implications are on maybe your Social Security benefits. You want to understand all that because that's all creating the retirement plan and knowing what the impact is.
Yep.
So difference between the Roth, obviously we hit on that.
I find it fascinating, the difference between a Roth and a traditional with the 5K contribution.
Yeah.
Explain, because that's about as simple as you can get.
Correct. So a contribution to a Roth is with after tax. Therefore, you contribute $5,000 into a Roth, okay? It'll come out $5,000 when you take the distribution.
Got it.
Okay? You contribute to a traditional IRA.
$5,000, that same $5,000.
Mm-hmm. It's pre-tax dollars.
Right.
And now granted, that pre-tax dollars reduces taxable income on the rest of your money that you're also taking in because it could change your tax bracket.
Right.
But for this example, we'll just say you're in the 20% tax bracket.
Okay.
That same $5,000 contribution, when you go to take that out, you're getting what?
$4,000. $4,000.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's your difference. So you can wait and pay taxes on it on that $5,000 and actually get four, or you can pay right now when you can kind of control your tax bracket.
You know where you are.
And then
tax brackets are...
When you retire 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, you start to take that $5,000 out, you're getting $5,000.
Yeah, because we don't know in 10, 15, or 20 years what the tax bracket's going to be.
Right.
So you know them now, and it's about managing taxes for the future when you start to make these types of decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to take all the different concepts of tax planning into hand when you're putting a plan together and when you're deciding, okay, what do I want to put in a traditional? And what do I want to put in a Roth IRA? And when you are putting into a Roth, you're going to pay the taxes now. It's a better idea not to take the money out of the contribution to the Roth, but pay the taxes from some other pile of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You any good at this? Like, no, I mean, like CPA stuff?
Oh, I'm not a CPA.
Okay.
No, but that's why they retained
it. Yeah, no, yeah. We have, no.
So
I'm good enough to understand the laws and understand IRS regulations, but I don't practice. I'm not a practicing CPA.
Right.
So we try to educate people on just the topics. We don't give advice on that.
Mm-hmm.
We tell people, hey, listen, you want to think about this, and let's sit down with the CPA and see what the CPA says as far as tax implications, brackets, and all that.
Do you do your own taxes, or do you have a CPA?
No, we have someone.
Yeah, say I do too.
Yeah.
I'm just not that. A, I don't have that time. B, I'm not that smart. It's like, well, should I? I don't know. Well, why didn't you do that? Why didn't I do what? Yeah, I go to a CPA.
Yeah.
Done. Much easier.
It's much easier for us. And, we've used TurboTax, and that's pretty easy.
Mm. Yeah, it is.
But, what I would recommend to people is if you're using a TurboTax type thing, go plug in the numbers and see if you do this and that and see what the numbers change.
Well, see, that's the beauty of using those things is you can mess with it before you submit it.
Before you submit it.
Is you can look at, if I do this.
When I go to the CPA, I just ask, well, why don't I only do this? No, because if you do that, then you're going to be paying this. Okay, that's all I need to know.
You're perfect. Correct. Thank you so much.
That's all I care about.
Yeah, and it's interesting because we sit down with our CPA and prior to December 15th, we decide, okay, how much we're putting into Roths and how much we're putting into IRAs. Yep. We do that every year. And we make contributions on both sides of the equation.
And you do charitable stuff, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's a key component.
Yeah.
From a tax standpoint, mm-hmm. especially on the traditional IRAs, once you reach your age 70 and a half, if you are making charitable contributions and you're making those charitable contributions out of, say, a savings account or a checking account or other investments.
Right.
Once you reach that 70 and a half, you're forced to take what we call required minimum distribution.
Oh, right.
Whether or not you need the money. One of the things you can do is earmark, if you're making charitable contributions, you can earmark some of the money that's coming out of for your RMD to your charitable contribution and avoid paying the tax on that money.
Nice.
Really key.
Okay,
that's
nice.
A really key tax planning mm-hmm. that you want to keep into consideration when you're looking at if you're doing charitable contributions. So we kind of hit on that little example. I'd like to let's just say we'll take it a step further.
Okay.
So invest $5,000 in your IRA.
Okay.
Okay. A year for 40 years. You earn 5% and let's just use that as an average because we don't know what you're actually going to earn, but let's use the 5%. Final balance, $600,000.
Nice.
Okay? So
how about $5,000 for 15 months?
If this is a Roth, the full balance is available for retirement.
Okay? The whole $600,000 would have been available.
Yeah. Wow. Traditional IRA in a 20% tax bracket, it's going to be $120,000 less. Okay, which if you wanted to equate it to, it's about $700 a month and less in spending that you have.
Okay, so what if I've got everything in a traditional? Can I dump some of it into a Roth?
That's the conversion.
But I'm going to have to pay that up front, right?
Correct, but you'll know what you're doing and you'll know what tax brackets and marginal tax rates that you'll actually be paying because you're going to go through the math. I mean, that's what we
But if
have.
You've got $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, you want to put it into Roth.
You're not going to do the whole thing at once. Okay.
That's what I'm checking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to make strategic decisions, and it's not all or nothing. So let's just say you have $350,000 or $300,000 in an IRA, and you're in your 50s, and you go, maybe I want to start doing some Roth conversions. Sit down and look at it. You're not going to do the whole $350,000. You may do $20,000.
Okay.
You're going to look at increments and try to get some of that money out of the tax game for the future. It's not an all or nothing example.
Okay.
Good. So understand what the impact is. We already hit on, traditional IRAs, you're going to have to take, you're forced to take money out.
At 70 and a half.
Right. The Roth, you're not forced to take anything out. So it becomes a really good planning tool to create wealth transfer if you wanted to kids, grandkids of tax-free money. Okay?
Got it.
It can be used as a succession planning tool to your money and where you want it to go.
And people that I leave in the will, they don't have to pay taxes on a Roth, do they? Because they're already paid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I was just kind of hitting on there.
Oh, okay.
So understanding what the impact is if you're building an estate plan, what the impact is from a tax standpoint and how it comes out. Okay? So there's a lot to think about.
There's a lot to think about.
That's why when we get into this conversation, we kind of sit down with people and then we double check and use the CPA.
You're in here every week and it's like, okay, do some traditional. Do some Roth. Hey, take a look at variable annuities. Oh, don't forget cash. Bada boom, bada boom. It's like, okay, I'm trying to figure out how to set all this stuff up. And then, oh, by the way, once you set it up, you really should tell somebody what the hell you've done.
And where it is.
Where it is, yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole different conversation, which we're eventually going to hit on. Unfortunately, we're going through something like that right now with my wife and her, because her mom passed away.
Oh, that's right.
And I'll tell you, it's even when you have everything in place, it's still a difficult thing. And we're going to try to put a thing together step by step of, how to cross your T's and dot your I's in that whole process, even if you think you've done everything right.
You've been listening to the Your Healthy Retirement Podcast with Steve Davis of Davis Wealth Management. If you have any questions about what you've heard today or have a financial and retirement planning question of your own, don't hesitate to reach out. Give a call to 888-333-3818. That's 888-333-3818. Or go online to DavisWealthMGMT.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Your Healthy Retirement and subscribe. That way, you'll never miss a show. Also, be sure to catch Steve live every Thursday morning at 7:30 in the Concord area on 107.7 The Pulse.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Davis Wealth Management are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.